Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Silken Prey by John Sanford, narrated by Richard Ferrone. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Silken Prey.
Chapter 1. Squeak. Tubbs was half asleep on the couch, his face covered with an unfolded Star Tribune. The overhead light was still on, and when he'd collapsed on the couch, he'd been too tired to get up and turn it off. The squeak wasn't so much consciously felt as understood. He had a visitor. But nobody knocked. Tubbs was a political. In his case, political wasn't an adjective, but a noun. He didn't have a particular job most of the time, though sometimes he did. An aide to this state senator or that one, a lobbyist for the Minnesota Association of whatever, a staffer for so-and-so's campaign. So-and-so was almost always a Democrat. He'd started with Jimmy Carter in 76 when he was 18. Stayed pure until he jumped to the Jesse Ventura gubernatorial revolt in 98, and then it was back to the Democrats. He'd never done anything else. He was a political, and frequently a fixer, occasionally a bagman. Several times, like just now, a nervous, semi-competent blackmailer. Tubbs slept, usually, in the smaller of his two bedrooms. The other was a chaotic office.